This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this show, we are crazy excited about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web, jeffgaffney.com. We've got lots of blog posts there, and you can visit our fan page. It's on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights, where we have lots of podcasts of our previous shows, some interesting information for you. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I am constantly looking at the news for the latest updates on real estate, both locally here and as well as in the national news. Well, today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. They have an awesome website, movementmortgage.com, or you can get to it by realestate3.com, and you can get yourself pre-approved before you begin your house hunt in 2014. Make sure you check out today's Real Estate 3 TV show. That's on at 7 and 10 in the mornings and 11:30 at night, brought to you by our good friends over at Newsplex, on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Today is another big Sunday in the summer real estate market, and to shop for your new home today, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions to homes for sale as well as open houses today. And make sure you, again, check out realestate3.com anytime to find your new home. Well, today on the show, very excited to have Bill Tucker back with us. Bill is one of the area's leading real estate attorneys. He's with Tucker, Griffin, and Barnes. We're going to talk with Bill on the state of the 2014 real estate market from his perspective. We're also going to walk through the elements of a successful short sale. Before we do that, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. All these are posted on my Twitter site. First, National Association of Home Builders, thought this was interesting. Residential construction spending is up 7.5% from a year ago. Their market index rose 4 points up to a 49, and they're seeing significant improvement in single-family and multifamily categories. That you can read further on the Twitter site. From CoreLogic, the second article, home prices rose more slowly in May. Home prices are up 8.8% compared with 12 months earlier. And according to CoreLogic, this pace has slowed as more homes come onto the market. A third article that's kind of interesting to read from Business Insider, the missing piece of the housing recovery. The main quote from this article is, quote, the weakness of mortgage applications for home purchase is the missing piece of the housing recovery. If you read further into that article, it says, but all signals point to an improvement. We're also going to talk about an article from WiseDollar.com, four things to look for when buying a home. We're going to talk about the real estate market, a little bit about short sales. This is Charlottesville Insights, and Jeff Gaffney will be right back with Bill Tucker. Please don't go away.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/MikeB.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. On the program, we have Bill Tucker is back with us. Bill is one of the area's best real estate attorneys. We love to have him on this show. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Jeff, thanks for inviting me again on the show.
Tell us from your perspective, 2014, how does this market feel to you from your perspective compared to other years? Where are we kind of at a mid-year standpoint?
Well, in our practice, we do a lot of residential transactions, and we're very busy. We're seeing an uptick in what transactions, you know, refinances are down. So we're seeing a lot of purchases and sales, which is good for you,
yes,
and realtors and the community.
We've seen an uptick in our business, and it's really come in the last 60 days. When you look back, I think the story of 2014 is going to be it got off to such a slow start because of the weather. And then there was another layer of challenges. You know, we had some new lending regulations that came in at the same time, and I'm not sure which slowed down the market more. But those two, the weather and kind of the big chill that the government put on with some new regulations, it created an environment where when we looked at the first quarter, we were all kind of scratching our heads saying, you know, it feels better than this, but the numbers don't show it. Now the numbers have sort of caught up because we're obviously out of the weather. We're on the other side of that. Interest rates have come down. And the other big thing that we are seeing from the realtor perspective is that jumbo mortgages have now raced back into the market. So although the first-time home buyer is struggling a little bit with the laborious mortgage application process, the move-up buyer is taking good advantage of what's been missing in this market, which has been jumbo financing.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of higher-end contracts coming our way, and we are seeing a lot of some jumbo financing, you know, more than the conventional $417,000 loan.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about the underwriting and issues with first-time buyers. We are seeing more and more problems with people ultimately qualifying for the loan, issues with just jobs, you name it. And it seems to me the underwriter is maybe creating more problems than they're solving. I know we needed underwriters to take a better look at loans from, you know, five or six or seven years ago when we had issues, but maybe they're taking too strict a look now.
I agree, and it's really showing in the numbers. The first-time home buyer has really been on the sidelines in 2014, and when you look at the numbers of the Charlottesville Albemarle market in particular, under $300,000 transactions are off significantly. They are way off in the new home market, under 300,000. That's the kind of the bad news of the market. The good news that balances it out is that in both the resale market and the new construction market, 300 to 600,000, big uptick. And so that's where we're kind of seeing the pocket. And I think as we look at, you know, what will be the story of 2014, it's going to be the return of the move-up buyer.
That's good, and we are seeing a lot of that, so we have evidence that's going to continue.
The other part that we're seeing is a large resurgence of sales in the 800,000 to 2 million. Now, there is a little caveat in that. If you just look at the data and say, wow, there's a significant uptick in sale. That's great news. But, Bill, I know you know this because you see it a lot. A lot of those homes that are selling that are $1.4 million, $1.5 million at one time were worth significantly more than that. So I think what that data means to me is that in the particularly over $1 million market, the sellers who get realistic on price can sell their home. But if you're not realistic on price, you're going to wait. And in some cases, you're going to wait years.
That's right. And we do is we look at just let's just try to get it closed. If the people have a loan they need to get, work on that. But it's your end getting the sellers to be realistic.
Yes.
and get a price, get it under contract. I'm amazed at people who come to see me and, well, I've had my house listed at this price and I don't know what's wrong. And I'll say, well, obviously something's telling you the market.
Yes.
The market's telling you that's the wrong price.
Tell us from your perspective, I'm always interested, from an attorney's perspective, what are the biggest deal killers that you come across? Is it the home inspector today? Is it the lending process? What do you see as, why do deals fall through from your perspective?
Well, what we're seeing, honestly, is at the underwriting stage. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing more and more deals get delayed unnecessarily, and deals get killed because the underwriters will come up with crazy requirements. Give you a great example. I had someone who is, I've got the seller, the buyer's buying in a community where there's a road maintenance agreement. The road maintenance agreement, let's say, covers 30 houses. A problem is when the road maintenance agreement signed, only 15 houses signed it.
Mm-hmm.
But the 15 houses that signed it are at the front end of the development and the back end. Well, my guy's in the middle. And the underwriter's saying, well, he's not signed a road maintenance agreement. So therefore, because he's not on the road maintenance agreement, we won't make a loan. Now, what the underwriter forgets is the person at the back has agreed to maintain the road. So the road's being maintained, and that's all the underwriter should care about. It took us about 3 weeks to finally convince the underwriter that they were covered, that there was a road maintenance agreement.
Do you see a difference in underwriting if you're dealing with a local bank or mortgage company, somebody that you can meet with and see face-to-face as opposed to one of these internet lenders? Are you seeing a difference there?
Oh, absolutely. I'm laughing, and it's because if I can preach anything to anybody, it's don't go to an internet lender. Whenever we get a client call us and I'm going to be using XYZ lender, and I say, well, they have a local presence. Is there somebody you can call and talk to? And when they say no, I'm just thinking we're in for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always advise go to a local lender because you've got somebody to talk to, somebody who's accountable.
And somebody to help you problem solve, yeah. Because getting a loan closed, as you mentioned, there's a series of hoops to jump through, mm-hmm. and there's always an issue at the end. And if you have your local lender, and that's why we love the guys over at Movement Mortgage. They seem to be really tied into, instead of giving you a no and a rejection, it's a, well, if you do this, or if you do that, or if you clean this up, give us how to solve the riddle.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good luck with Movement and with people having issues and going to Movement and then get the transaction closed.
What do you think about the new construction market? We're seeing in Charlottesville, Albemarle, overall the numbers are a little bit down compared to last year. But really, are there any clues as to why under 300,000? Is it, I guess it really all relates back to financing and maybe the cold weather that we like to blame. But under 300,000, there's been a big drop off.
And that's, I guess, what you said before, due to those are the first-time buyers.
Yes.
And they're having issues. You know, we are seeing more new contracts come our way. We're seeing, you know, we've got some new builders in the community.
Yes.
that are doing a good job,
mm-hmm.
and seeing that those houses are being closed and sold and built nicely.
We're also seeing a nice uptick again in that 300 to 600,000. That move-up market is where the builders seem to really be focused this year. If you're in the market for a $500,000 or $600,000 home, you'll be pleasantly surprised at the amount of square footage and the quality of those homes today. But then I think you have some pent-up demand in that you have some folks who have been renting for 2 or 3 years, just sort of waiting to see how's this market going to go. And now that you have good pricing for the move-up buyer and good financing, pricing and financing has fueled that market.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's, you know, from you realtors seem to be very busy, and I'm glad for that, because that means eventually we lawyers will be busy.
What about, before we take a break, wisedollar.com, they posted, and I have this on Twitter, 4 things to look for when buying a home. Let me just go over these and see what you think from the attorney's perspective. 4 things, and then if we have anything to add on it, we can. First of all, 4 things to look for when buying a home. Number one, square footage.
Well, from my standpoint, you know, that's not really an issue in what we get to. And I have seen a couple of contracts lately where they've said some language, well, we don't guarantee the square footage.
Yes. The one thing to drill down in this Charlottesville market is the difference between above grade square footage mm-hmm. and below grade square footage. So you might want to get your realtor to peel that number back a little bit. And sometimes you will see some realtors package a number total square footage, which includes above grade, meaning without the basement, below grade, which is, or sometimes they call it the terrace level, and garage or unfinished square footage. So they package in one total square footage number. So the only thing I would say on that article is not all square footage is the same. The second thing they talk about is to look for wear and tear. Well, that's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm.
That you and you know, as long as you have an inspection of the house, and most buyers are now getting a post-contract inspection before closing to determine what issues they want the seller to address before we get to closing.
Let me also make a plug for this. Is Real Estate 3 has a relationship with American Home Shield, so you can get a home warranty. It's cheap, and it covers a lot of the big ticket items in your home. We had a client of ours recently who, after they moved into the house, they had a home inspection and everything, but the house was the age where the air conditioner went. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a $5,000 ticket item. It was covered by our folks at American Home Shield on the home warranty. And so very little out-of-pocket money to the client. But gosh, that something like that can be catastrophic once you move in and you get a bill for $5,000.
Well, here's a good thing about getting that in warranty is the seller gets the warranty for the new buyer. Guess
yes.
what? The seller's covered until the house sells.
Yes.
And I had a case where the seller got a warranty and a big issue came up, and it was before the house sold, and the warranty company fixed it for the seller.
We're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back and revisit this article, 4 things to look for when buying a home. We're also going to talk about successful elements of a short sale. This is Jeff Gaffney with Bill Tucker, Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. NC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Hey, welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're talking with Bill Tucker, one of the area's best real estate attorneys. Bill, I want to move into our conversation about short sales. I think this is still important in the marketplace today. If any of our listeners are going through a hardship and they might be underwater on their property, if we could walk through the elements of a successful short sale. But first, if you could also cover, were they able to extend the Debt Forgiveness Act so for anybody who's going through a short sale so they don't get taxed on that?
Yeah, what you're talking about, Jeff, is the situation where if the debt is forgiven on the loan, the bank will issue a 1099, which creates an income. And there was a law called the Debt Forgiveness Act or the Debt Relief Act, which said that that debt being forgiven is not taxable if it was on your primary residence. Problem is that law expired at the end of this year. It is supposed to be extended. But given our dysfunctional Congress and executive branch, nothing is getting done. From what we hear, it's called tax extenders. There are a bunch of different special interest laws that are called tax extenders that get extended every year. Last year, they got extended, I think, in either February or March. This year, a lot of those are not going to be extended. But the Debt Forgiveness Act, we're told by the congressman we've talked to, will be included in a series of extenders. It's supposed to be extended. Last word we heard, it was going to be extended in May. Obviously, it didn't happen.
Right.
Now we hear it may be after Congress comes back after the elections in November. So, unfortunately, that puts a lot of homeowners at risk of waiting and waiting. But unfortunately, if you're underwater, you may not have another choice.
Right.
Now, if the law gets extended, the people we've talked to, it's going to get extended through to retroactive for all of 2014 and extended through 2015.
Let's walk through the short sale. But before we do that, are we still seeing short sales in the marketplace?
We are seeing short sales. The difference with the short sale now is it's not necessarily the person that's under a dire hardship. It's not the person who's lost their job like it was 6-7 years ago. It's more of the people who are just so underwater, they cannot either continue to pay their mortgage or, more than likely, they're relocating.
I see.
Think about it. If you're going to relocate, you're $100,000 underwater. You don't have any choice because you're moving to Cincinnati. You've got to find a home there, and you can't continue to pay your mortgage here. So you've got to do nothing but consider a short sale because you don't have that $100,000 to pay.
And is being relocated, in your opinion, a relocation of that sort, would that fall under an acceptable hardship?
Yes.
For most banks? I know all of them are a little different.
The federal, like Fannie and Freddie, their rules are 50 miles. If you're relocated a job more than 50 miles, that creates a hardship. So yes, that relocation, it does create a hardship.
Let's talk about instances where the short sale, it's not a hardship for a short sale. In other words, if you are just unlucky in your situation that you refinanced in 2004 or 5 or 6, kind of at the run-up, you refinanced your property and now it's lost some value and you're underwater, just because you're underwater does not create a hardship. Am I correct in that?
That's correct. Just being underwater, that's actually one of the elements to be a short sale. You've got to be underwater. Right. A house is worth more, less than what you owe. But that's not typically a hardship.
A hardship would include a loss of a job, a reduction in income, in almost all cases, if there was some type of health element that came in. And so there had to be some real and specific identifiable hardship. So it's like, in order to proceed further, you have to be able to check that box.
Right.
And then you have to look and see, okay, well, where's the value of my home compared to the mortgage? And if the value is less than the mortgage, then you're kind of checking that box. Now walk us down the road. What does one do at that juncture? They have the hardship. They understand they're upside down. Now what?
Well, real quickly, most everybody, we can come up with some kind of hardship. We can help be creative to find what creates a hardship. And honestly, in the bank's position, if they're not getting their payment, they believe there's a hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks are still telling people, you know, you're not going to get a short sale if you're paying us our mortgage.
I see. So you have to be behind on the payments.
Well, you don't have to be, but for most cases. It's advised.
Right.
So if you're thinking about you're going to do a short sale, you've got a couple of things we recommend. One is go get a realtor, a couple of realtors, get an idea what the house is worth. You cannot do a short sale unless the house is listed. So you've got to list the house. If you're definitely underwater and you want to get some legal advice, go see an attorney or CPA, someone familiar with short sales, just so you can understand what you're going to be getting into, what kind of financial data is going to be needed, the tax implications, which we just talked about. We in our office, I don't want to give a plug, but we think it's important to have people come in and talk to us before they consider listing the house or as part of the listing process.
Talk about the credit implications, because I think we get a lot of people who say, you know, yes, hardship, yes, I'm underwater, yes, I'm behind on payments, but, and they get hung up on the, gee, what's going to happen to my credit? And my response is usually, well, better things will happen to your credit if you short sell it than if you get foreclosed on.
Well, absolutely. Your credit, you know, once you go behind making a mortgage payment, your credit's going to be damaged. And then ultimately, when you do the short sale, there's an additional damage because it's reported that the house is sold for less than the full balance owed. But that adverse effect is probably going to last a year, maybe a year and a half. If you're paying your other bills, your credit will actually come back and may even go higher than what it was. The reason a short sale is desirable than an alternative like a foreclosure, I get people calling me all the time, I'm going to just walk away. The problem with walking away is the banks then perceive that you're a bad guy and they may come after you for that balance. In other words, if they have to foreclose, when they foreclose, if they bid the house in for less than what's owed, which is usually what happens, they may come after you for the balance. Where if you do a short sale, we're going to be negotiating that balance, that we'll call a waiver of deficiency. That's going to be something that's part of the negotiating to get rid of the deficiency so the bank will forgive it.
Very important part. If you could just repeat that last part again about that the bank will forgive it as opposed to the bank chasing you in foreclosure. Yeah. Again, it's very important that you get legal advice, and that's what Bill Tucker, you and your firm is so good at. So you negotiate with the bank that we're going to sell this, but right up at the end, bank, you are going to give us, in return, you are going to give us a release.
And that's what we get a lot. That's part of what we consider our job. It's not just to get the short sale approved, get the contract approved to be sold, but to get that balance waived, because you have, unfortunately, Virginia, a 5-year statute of limitations. So 5 years after you've defaulted on the loan, even if the house has been foreclosed on, the bank could still come after you for that balance.
Bill Tucker, thank you so much for being on the program today and walking us through the elements of a successful short sale. And again, I want to give a plug for Bill. Any of our listeners, if you find yourself, you think you may be underwater, you may be a candidate for a short sale, Find Bill Tucker, get an appointment, get in to see him. This is Charlottesville Insights. Everybody have a happy Sunday. We'll see you next week.